理课堂听 class.com。
DOD and RMA. Interview with Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense, Dr. James N. Miller, Jr. I feel greatly honored to have the opportunity to interview you today. This opportunity not only gives me the chance to gain your insights, but also gives me the encouragement to try my best in promoting Sino-U.S. military exchanges. After the Gulf War, the United States has been pursuing a more focused attempt to nurture the revolution in military affairs. How do you view the revolution in military affairs? How will DOD continue to promote the development of the revolution in military affairs?
There are multiple views, internationally and domestically, about whether there is a revolution or an evolution in military affairs. I think that it is fairly clear that the accumulation of technological improvements and new operational concepts and organizational change, which are the three components that we see in a revolution in military affairs, are proceeding fairly rapidly. I attempt to avoid the argument of whether it is a revolution or an evolution, but the changes over time have been both dramatic and important. The facilitator of this revolution in military affairs is technology, and particularly information technology. And a first glimpse was evident in both the command and control and the precision-guided weapons that were used in the Gulf War. The war was clearly a big impetus to further thinking in the U.S. about the RMA. The roots of thinking about the RMA obviously precede the Gulf War, with much of the early and best thinking in the U.S. done by Andy Marshall, director of NET Assessment, one of the first to analyze the military technical revolution, as the Soviets had called it, or the revolution of military affairs, as we've called it in the United States for a number of years. But it's clear that not just the United States, but those who would exploit information technology and other technologies are moving towards the possibility of more rapid, more efficient operations. And now to the steps that DOD has taken to promote the development of the RMA. First, organizationally, the Secretary has identified it as a high priority, as have the previous chairman and the current chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. The vision document that is serving as a template for that, as you know, is Joint Vision 2010. There are aspects of the revolution in military affairs that go well beyond 2010, certainly, but that's a key template for the department's efforts right now. Each of the services, as you know, in addition to continuing to purchase new technologies and new equipment, has its own analysis and experimentation effort. The Marines call it the Hunter Warrior Series, and they are currently in the urban warfare phase of it. The Army has Force 21, and the Army after next games as well. And the Air Force has its war games, and is now developing an experimentation plan that will start in a few months. Similarly for the Navy, with efforts addressing both near-term and long-term timeframes, those service efforts are very strong, and it is very important that they continue. The services have begun to work closely together. For example, the Army and Marine Corps have partnered together in work on urban operations, or MOUT, military operations in urban terrain. And the Navy and the Marine Corps, for example, have partnered on the Marine Corps' operational maneuver from the sea. I expect the services to work together increasingly over time, to develop and explore innovative approaches to key national security and military challenges. Now, one of the more recent developments is to set up, or to take the first steps to set up, an effort at joint concept development and joint experimentation. Within the next several weeks, in fact, the Secretary is likely to designate the United States Atlantic Command, ACOM, as joint concept developer and experimenter. That is likely in the next couple of weeks, and it's something that's been discussed at the highest levels. The department is moving very rapidly. Only a couple of weeks ago, the Defense Resources Board met and discussed whether ACOM should be designated as joint experimenter, what its specific responsibilities would be, and how they would relate to service activities, how it would affect future requirements, future acquisitions, future concepts of operations and doctrine, and so on. The group made a recommendation that we proceed, and the Secretary is likely to act formally on that recommendation very soon. As you know, the department has also a very robust science and technology effort. A number of years ago, a process of advanced concept technology development, ACTDS, and advanced technology developments, ATDs, were put in place. The ACTDs, in particular, can be seen as many concept development experiments in many cases, focusing on the relatively near term, 3 or 4 year challenges. I think we have, with the service efforts and the emerging joint efforts, complemented by Andy Marshall and his extensive work in examining the long-term transformation, the basis for systematic and systemic changes in the U.S. military in the coming years.
How is the American future development of national defense related with the revolution in military affairs? How do you think the revolution in military affairs influences the development of national defense?
The way that we visualize the process working is that there are 3 broad steps to implementing the revolution in military affairs. I'm not talking in this case about working closely with allies and having discussions with other nations as well, which is an important part, but we'll focus for now on the internal aspects. First is the concepts and technology development. New operational concepts, new organizational concepts, and how they can exploit new technology. This effort includes studies, analyses, and war games, as well as technology work. There is then the actual experimentation effort, which may be command post exercises or war games, or may involve forces in the field, or may rely almost exclusively on simulation and modeling. And the third part is then, after concept and technology development, after the experimentation, is to undertake changes in force structure, doctrine, and so on.